Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter number 4. If you're there, say amen. I will give you, I'm excited about preaching this tonight. How many of y'all know what I mean when I mention this statement? Let me see if you got it. My comfort zone. All of us like a comfort zone. And when we get moved out of our comfort zone, we get a little edgy. Somebody help me preach. Because I'm preaching tonight on moving out of your comfort zone. And I'm going to talk about a man that actually did move out of his comfort zone. Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Famous prayer. I love prayers of the Bible, and I love this particular prayer. I want you to know at my house, I like temperature a certain way. My wife, she's not here tonight. She's not feeling good, but she likes it real cold. Lois nodding her head. She likes it real cold. Well, I don't like it real cold. I like it real warm. I mean, warmer the better. Throw me a big blanket. I can have it on 75. She gets real mad when I get it up there. Somebody say amen. You know, and I know how you are and how, you know, there's a crowd we're more comfortable with than we are with others. Someone help me preach. But when we get out of our comfort zone, we get a tad nervous. I want to talk to you tonight about a man who got out of his comfort zone that was not satisfied with the status quo, and God done something miraculous in his life. You know, you have not because you ask not. Amen. How many believe you got a God? How many believe you got a God that's able to do whatever? Amen. Amen. But I know most of you, some of you maybe read the book, Jabez's Prayer. I love the book. But look at verse number 9 and verse number 10. I won't be long. But I want to talk about moving out of our comfort zone. The Bible said, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez, now listen to his prayer. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, that thine hand might be with me, and thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Now notice what happened. And God granted him that which he requested. Praise God. Let me give you three things, since I'm a little more limited in time tonight. Number one, in verse number 9, I want you to notice Jabez and his personality. There's two or three things I want you to notice about him. First of all, he had some problems in life. Look what the Bible said. His mama named him Jabez. You said, what does the word Jabez mean? It literally means the son of my sorrow, pain, affliction, or he will cause pain. You remember the song, Johnny Cash wrote the song, A Boy Named Sue? Well, by the way, Jabez's name meant sorrow, meant painful, meant affliction. But can I say this to you? No matter what your circumstance is, I've got a God that's able to lift you above your circumstance. Hey, somebody help me preach tonight. I got a God that took a Jacob whose name meant supplanter, trickster, heel grabber. And when he met God, when he had that wrestling match with God. And by the way, I kind of remind myself of Jacob right now, and I'm limping a little bit. But his whole life was changed. Somebody help me preach. And his name was changed to Israel. You say, what does Israel mean? It means a prince of God. Aren't you glad? No matter what the problems of life are, I've got a God that's able to make it bit better, that a God can bless us, a God that can move in our life. I remember in the 1960, I don't know if you remember, I was 9 years old, watching the Olympics. And I got interested in a girl, a lady, a black lady named Wilma Rudolph. I don't know how many's ever heard of her. 4 or 5 of us. But that goes back a ways. She was born 16th out of 18 children. 16 out of 18. She had polio when she was 4 years old. Her left leg had problems in it. But she performed in the Olympic Games in 1960 in Rome. She won the gold medal in the 100 meter, the gold medal in 200 meter, the gold medal in the 400 meter relay. This woman who in all intents and purposes had a painful existence when she started, but because of her fortitude and her desire to move out of her comfort zone, God blessed that woman with some talent. Amen. And then I want you to notice his performance in life. The Bible said that Jacob as was more honorable than his brother. It means he was worthy of more honor than the rest of his family. He was a man of integrity. That's the kind of man Jabez was. But tonight, here's what I want to preach on. I want to talk about his prayer. I want to talk about his prayer. Can I talk about his prayer for a moment? Amen. His prayer was to move me out of my comfort zone. Right. Let me give you 3 or 4 things about it and I'll be done. Number one, look at verse number 10. Say with me. And Jabez called on the name of the Lord, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed." Number one, Jabez prayed for prosperity. He asked God for God's best. I'm going to tell you what. I wish we could get some people today that say, "God, I don't want to be second best. I don't want to be third best. I want your best." I'm not talking about how big your home is and how many cars you got. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having God's best. You know what I see in our churches today? A satisfaction about the status quo. And I, just long as I'm in my comfort zone, just long as I'm not pushed to do this or do that, I want God's best in life. I thank God when I got saved, I got my best wife. Say amen on that. I'm glad for a God that will give you his best. If you ask him for his best, somebody help me preach. We have not because we ask not. He asked for that God would bless him. And I want your best. He asked God for a blessing. You know, a lot of folks would think he was too proud. A lot of folks that thought, "Well, you shouldn't ask this, Jabez." But I want you to know something. I think God wants a bunch of us to be more ambitious than we are. Somebody help me preach. I remember when I first got saved, I asked God for his best. I asked him to bless me. I asked him to use me. I was a bartender's boy. I was a mess. But I said, "God, I want your best. I pray for your best. I want everything you want out of my life. I want you to use me for your glory. I want you to move me. And Lord, do things abundantly above I'm able to ask or think." God, will you do that? Will you bless me? I want all y'all to know something. I'm a blessed guy. Amen. Somebody help me preach. You know why a lot of us don't have God's blessings? Because we're simply satisfied with the status quo and the comfort zone in my preaching. Not only did he pray for prosperity, look at the next part. He prayed for power. Look at verse 10. What a great prayer. You ought to go home and study this prayer. And Jabez called on the name of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed." Now listen to this. "And enlarge my coast." Thank God. Hey, by the way, bless me, Lord. Enlarge my coast. There's a man several years ago. Walked out the door out there. He was a lawyer. And God can bless lawyers. And he came out of the church, and it was unusual. He walked out, and he came to me, and he said, "Would you pray for me that God would bless my law business?" That's what he said. Well, I didn't wait till later on. I got him right out there in the lobby while people was coming out past us, and laid my hand on him. And I said, "God, bless this man's business. I believe his heart's right. He wants you to bless him. Enlarge his coast. Lord, do great things for him." About 6 months later, true story, he came out the back door and grabbed me like this. He said, "I need you to do me a favor. Tell him to hold up. I can't keep up with the business that he's got." You know what? There's nothing wrong with us to ask God to bless us. Ask God to enlarge our coast. Somebody help me preach. Hey, there's nothing wrong with you saying, "God, I want you to bless me. I want a double portion of thy spirit. I want you to help me." But also he prayed for power. Look what the Bible says. "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, enlarge my coast, and that that hand might be with me." Whew. Come up here, Joshua. Josh, come here. Here's what we need to pray. I'm not going to hurt you. You know what we need to pray? "God, I want your hand open." "God, I want your hand open." Ladies and gentlemen, we'll never succeed with God, and we'll never do anything unless God has his hand on us. Oh, you say, "Preacher Smith, I want his power." Then you need to yield to his power and say, "God, I want your hand on me. I want you to bless me. I want you to honor me. I want you to have your hand of power on me." And God was with Jabez. Somebody help me preach. Thank you. Whew. Hallelujah. And then he said, "And that thou wouldst keep me from evil." Jabez prayed for protection. The last thing we want to do, and I know, hey Allison, I know I'm on almost to the finish line. And God, let me make it that far. Keep me from evil. Protect me. You know, we need to pray for our children that way. Somebody say amen. We need to ask God to protect us from evil and keep evil from us and keep the devil off of us that we can give him glory. Somebody help me preach. You know what our problem is? We get in our comfort zone and we're afraid to ask God to enlarge our coast. We're afraid to ask God to bless us. We're afraid to ask God, "Hey God, I want you to have your hand on me." Because we don't want to do what he wants us to do, and that's great things. He wants you to do great things. Amen. 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 Good preaching, brother. I'm almost done. And then, let's finish. Jabez and his provision. Look at the last phrase. And God granted him which he requested. You know, sometimes I think we're shocked when God does what he says he's going to do. I look back at my life. Oh, somebody said, would you do things different? I'd probably make different decisions in different places. Everybody would. Nobody's made perfect. But I will tell you, overall, I'm not changed a thing. I'm glad God called me to preach. I'm glad God put me in this church. I'm glad God used me in a little way to make a difference in people's lives. Whew. And I want you to know, I prayed this when I was a young boy. Lois, I remember when I prayed this when I got called to preach. I said, God, I just want you to bless me and enlarge my coast to do something for me. And 49 years later, I can't believe what God done. God's been so wonderful. I mean, you can raise your hand and say, God's been wonderful in my life. God's done abundantly above all I ever asked or think. Thank God. And you know what it takes? It just takes you saying, God, I want this. I'm willing to live this way. I'm willing to have this kind of life. And I'm willing to give you all the glory and all the honor. Just enlarge my coast. Because I want to be better. I'll be done. I butchered this up a little bit. Joel, forgive me for that, won't you? Let me ask you tonight. Let me ask you, bow your head with me. I wonder how many people would walk out. We got about 8 minutes, 7 minutes. And say, God, enlarge my coast. God, bless my life. God, I can't do this without you, but I want you to do it for me. God, I want you to bless me indeed. God, I want you to protect my life and protect my children and protect us from me. God, I need you so much tonight. I don't want to be in my comfort zone. I'm willing to step out of my comfort zone to get you all to my glory. Just walk out the aisle tonight. Come on down here tonight and let's say, God, I want you to take my life and use me for your glory. Stand with me. Folks are coming. Why don't you come tonight? Just come and pray. Father, Lord, thank you on how you bless us. Thank you for your goodness toward us. Lord, I pray tonight there'll be some Jabez's in this room that will come boldly before the throne of grace and ask you to enlarge their coast, bless them, protect them, keep them from evil. And Lord, tonight there's people at this altar. I pray that you'll do what you did to Jabez and you granted his request. You do that tonight in Jesus' name. Stand with me.